Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 28th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This is the final reminder that the fourth in a series of four FAA-mandated e-learning modules must be completed by 2359 local domicile time this Sunday, October 30th, 2011. This training can be found in the United Learning Network by using the catalog code FASW-FA02011-IT. This module is titled Flight Attendant Integration Training. After you've completed the e-learning, ensure that your TRN-PRG screen in Unimatic reflects completion of the course. Look for the training program code ILIT, displayed with a completion date adjacent to it. United Continental Holdings posted a third quarter profit of $773 million. United reported reduced capacity by approximately 1% in the quarter and claims the company intends to maintain current capacity for the near future. Despite these remarkable results, profits fell short of analysts' expectations of a far more robust performance. United's results brings the collective third-quarter profit for the seven biggest U.S. airlines to $1.76 billion, excluding some items. American Airlines parent AMR Corp. was alone in posting a loss at $162 million. We have been advised by the company, only those flight attendants with a December must-go month and who have a scheduled recurrent emergency RET class date in November will have access to the RET pre-work. All other December training month flight attendants will be required to complete the Continuing Qualification, or CQ, pre-work, which is different from the RET pre-work, once we achieve Single Operating Certificate, the SOC, near the end of November. The company plans to make more information available in mid-November. Primary vacation bidding for 2012 will open tomorrow at 0830 hours local domicile time and will close at 0830 local domicile time on November 7th. Bids will be posted by 0830 local domicile time on November 12th. Our website has our annual vacation bidding article compiled to assist you in bidding for your vacation. Flight attendants who are out on the contractual 30-month voluntary furlough and who will be returning from the voluntary furlough in March have not accrued vacation to be taken in 2012. Therefore, they will not bid. On the other hand, those flight attendants who were awarded the 9-month voluntary furlough, which began June 1, 2011, accrued vacation during the five previous months they were active. These individuals should bid to ensure their vacation is scheduled based on their seniority and preference. Failure to bid will result in vacation being assigned based on the no-bid and insufficient vacation bid logic outlined in your vacation bidding article on our website and may include a January or February award while still on voluntary furlough. In this case, flight attendants will be paid for the vacation period to which they were assigned. The Family Medical and Leave Act of 1993, the FMLA, is a United States federal law requiring covered employers to provide employees job-protected unpaid leave for qualified medical and family reasons. These reasons include personal or family illness, military service, family medical leave, pregnancy, adoption, or foster care placement of a child. The Airline Crew Technical Corrections Act is an addendum to the federal FMLA and was signed into federal law by President Obama in 2009. The addendum recognizes the unusual aspects of our variable work hours and has ensured many more flight attendants now qualify for these important job protections. Whether it be a one-time occurrence or an ongoing chronic condition, you may be eligible for family leave and thus avoid points associated with any non-qualifying absences. If you have an on-the-job occupational injury, it may benefit you to apply for family medical leave for the same condition. AFA's goal is to make available the information which will assist you in understanding your responsibilities and rights when you or an eligible family member are faced with a serious health condition and or circumstances qualifying for a job-protected absence. Please visit our website and read the complete article on this important topic. In the family leave section of United AFA, you may also find basic eligibility information as well as the appropriate applications for your health care provider to fill out when you are considering family leave. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.